Welcome to Between Heaven and Earth, an internet radio talk show where we help you connect spirit and divine guidance. Lisa Kay, your host, brings you shows that can enhance and transform your life with tips and new ideas for more happiness, abundance, and better relationships. Lisa is an expert on intuition and can show you how to strengthen your inner guidance to empower yourself. Each show is positive and uplifting to inspire your day. Her guest speakers are specialists on self-help, positive thinking, spirituality, and conscious living. Be the best that you can be with Between Heaven and Earth, conscious living for your soul.
And angel blessings, everyone. It's so good to be back. Hello, it is Lisa Kay, and we're back for another episode of Between Heaven and Earth Radio, conscious living for your soul. And I am broadcasting again on Facebook Live. We're going to do a bunch of those. And just to, you know, kind of reach out to everybody, I've got the Facebook group going too as well. It's my intuition development group. If you want to join us out there, you can come to my website and see me there, or come to the Facebook page at LMK88Fans, and you'll see the group there as well, and you can come join us. We do intuition exercises and also a little bit of intuition tips and techniques that is part of what I teach, and you can kind of get a flavor for it there and kind of meet some other people who are like minds like you, interested in intuition. So here we are, and today our show is called The Eighth Key Secret to Intuition. You get what you get, and that's it. So we've been doing the 10 Key Secrets to Intuition for the last, obviously 8 episodes, and we're going to continue through the 10th one, so you got to stick with us. Hopefully you'll be able to get all 10. This is part of a lecture that I give around, that I've done actually around the country, and we go through the key secrets to intuition, and we're up to the 8th one. If you've missed the other few, the first 7, you can go back to the podcast and listen to the archives, and you'll be able to hear them there. And or you could be on Facebook and kind of check us out as well there. And again, the 8th key secret, and I'll explain it to you, is you get what you get. You don't get upset or let go to receive. So what does this mean? You get what you get and you don't get upset. Okay. You know, as I was talking about this in different places around the country, you know, there are different cultures in different parts of the country, part of the United States, which, of course, it shouldn't be too surprising. But here, I'm from New York. So up here, you know, if you're a parent and you've got kids and they often, you know, there are things that they want and, you know, maybe you want to serve them, a hamburger for lunch, and they want pizza, and you tell them, well, you get what you get, and you don't get upset. That's a phrase that we often use up here in New York. Now, I went to different parts of the country. I found out they say different things in different parts of the world. I think out in, certainly down in Texas, they say you get what you get, and you don't pitch a fit. So I don't know what you say in your part of the world or the country, but what it's about is, you know, just whatever comes to you intuitively is what you get, and go with it, because you don't know what your intuition is going to tell you. It could be anything, so you don't want to basically argue with it, right? And that's one of the, that's a really important key secret. When you're looking for divine guidance from your intuition, you may struggle with wanting a particular answer, or you have an urge. Perhaps maybe you get a pop-up of intuition and you try to figure it out, and you try to figure out and deduce what more complex meaning there might be through what it is you receive. And it's important that you resist doing this. And that's because whatever you receive is what you get, and it doesn't need to be modified or interpreted or changed. And this is because your intuition is giving you messages in pieces. You're going to receive one piece at a time, especially in the beginning, especially when you're new. And in each response to a question you ask of your intuition, you're just going to get one piece. And it's up to you to collect the pieces. And as you do that, going through the technique that I teach, you're going to get more and more pieces, asking your intuition questions, and they're going to form meaning for you. Now, the harder you push to get an intuitive message, the more elusive it becomes, the harder it is for you to actually hear your intuitive messages and get the meaning from it. If you try too hard to get the meaning of what it is that's popping up at you, your thinking mind is going to come into it, and we don't want that. And that's because your thinking mind is totally 100% not intuitive. We tend to judge. Our thinking mind tries to judge. It tries to deduce what the meanings are, and that kind of corrupts the message. Because again, your intuition, your intuitive mind is not your thinking mind. Your intuitive messages are not coming from your thinking mind. So whatever you get, you get, and you don't get upset. Just go with it. So let's see. Whatever you get to your question that you're asking, your intuition is fine. Now, again, your intuitive messages might take some time to put together through getting these little pieces, and accepting what you're going to get is really the best thing. So let's say, I like to give this example, you meet a couple for the first time, and maybe you want to ask your intuition about these people, and then say, hey, you meet an interesting person, maybe it's a guy, and you want to know a little bit more about him. And you kind of see that he's got, maybe he's with a woman, and you, I wonder what's the story behind those two? Are they linked up together? You ask your intuition, and you get, a pop-up of a red rose, and the red rose is just an image in your mind. And so you can go back to your intuition and ask, oh, why are you giving me red rose about this guy? And then you see a pair of rings. And then you say, okay, I've got red rose and I've got two rings. So what about these red roses and the two rings? What is it? What's the meaning of that? Tell me more, intuition. And your intuition pops up maybe a champagne glass with champagne in it. And so what that could mean is that what? All right, he's here. He's with this woman. You see the red rose. You see the two rings. You see the champagne glasses. Might mean anniversary. Might be wedding. So they're obviously very well linked, it's not just kind of a casual friend. So so if you got the red rose and you saw this guy, you might think, oh, he's looking for romance. Maybe he's looking for a girlfriend, but your thinking mind would be wrong. So you have to go back and ask for more information from your intuition to give you more. And as you do, more pieces are going to pop up. It might be an image, it might be a feeling, it might be it could be a word, all those kinds of things. Hey, Debbie, hi out there, it's nice to see you. I'm just got people out on Facebook. So that's what's really important. This key secret, the eighth one, is all about you get what you get and you don't get upset. Accepting what you get helps you receive your intuitive messages more clearly without you corrupting it. You have to really get that attitude. A lot of people have problems with this. This almost should be number one, because people really want it. They want to get to the heart of what their messages are, and so they start thinking, and you don't want to think. You really want to just keep gathering these pieces. Now, when you get better with the technique and you get better with your intuition using a technique, using a step-by-step process that is very clear and tangible that you can work through, and you practice it and you do it over and over and over again, you will be able to get lots of information very quickly. But in the beginning, it's one piece at a time. And so you have to be patient with yourself. And again, a lot of my students say this is the best secret. This is one of the best to help them get accurate and tremendous clarity and accuracy in receiving their intuitive messages. They get more and more information. And I'm finding, I watch beginners as they go through the process of the technique and working on using their intuition with exercises, they start to see, oh, I shouldn't be thinking. I just like gathering these pieces and asking my intuition, show me the meaning. And then things start to form very clearly in terms of their accuracy and knowing exactly what their intuition is trying to tell them. And it is very valid, very clear information that you can validate, which is really exciting. And people get really, really excited because it's like, wow, I got that. I knew that. I you know, my intuition was giving me the information and I understood what it meant because I allowed myself to pick up the pieces, understand that they're symbols and that they have meaning as we put all these things together. So this is, again, one of the most important things that you want to do when you're working with your intuition. And again, this is a quick video just to give you the 8th key secret. We're going to go on to the 9th and the 10th, and the 10th is a real doozy, so you want to hang out for that one. And as we get to them, we're going to try to do our podcasts. A lot of stuff is going on behind the scenes. I am working on expanding my intuition development circle to kind of give people the quickest route to developing an intuition that is accurate and has lots of information in it for you so that you can use your intuition for everyday things in your life and, you know, eventually really connect to your divine guidance, which I believe is where your intuition is getting the information from. And I am kind of putting this together in what we're calling our intuition development circle group. And I invite everybody to join us. I have a secret. It's going to be opening up, I guess, if you're listening to this podcast later on in the year. It's probably open already. But there's going to be a lot of really cool things in there that you can get on a weekly basis and join us. It's really cool. So that's kind of behind the scenes. But if you are not into doing that, you can actually get my technique all at once from my book, Intuition on Demand, on Amazon. You can find out more about mastering your intuition at my website at lmk88.com. So that's it for today. We got a little quick show here. And that was the 8th key secret. You get what you get. Don't get it upset. Just keep going. Keep using your technique. You're going to get more pieces. They're going to make a lot of sense to you. I'm Lisa Kay, and you've been listening to Between Heaven and Earth, Conscious Living for Your Soul. Thanks for listening, everybody, today, and thanks for tuning in. Thanks, Debbie, for being out there. It's so nice to see you. Angel blessings, everyone. Bye.